This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Gentlemen, time for us once again to pay attention to your health, your well-being, courtesy of the expertise of one Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen, here to sort of shepherd the information. Ken's responsible for the research, responsible for the knowledge, responsible for information. Every once in a while I'll throw in my 2 cents worth, but this is pretty powerful stuff. Comes to you every week at this time, courtesy of Ken, who practices at Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida, which is a fabulous place to go to relax. And it's better to have your heart checked when you're relaxed, right? All the hustle and bustle of the big city? Nah, you know what that. I find myself very relaxed when I go to Ken's office. All the trees around the office, a very bucolic setting. So those of you who are in the area and you have questions about your cardiological reality, circulation, blood issues, heart, you name it, Ken's an expert, and you can check him out. Go to 352-735-1400 to set up an appointment at Lake Cardiology, no matter where you are in the country. I think it's cool. I love going down there, frankly, but that's because I love Ken, love spending time with him, and it's always fun to get him very serious, although, as you can tell by his demeanor on the air, he's always very serious. Once in a while, I can get him to laugh, but he's very serious about his work. He is. Lake Cardiology, 352-735-1400. You got a question for Dr. Ken, you can get to me on Twitter, at Doug Steffen, or at Doug@DougSteffen.com. I always get these bits and pieces every week. I get some questions. Let's see if I can get to a few of them today from you after we go through more of the research. And given that Ken is a cardiologist, let's start with this overview of type 2 diabetes, Ken. Those of you who have it, listen up, because there is a way that you may lower your risk of dying from this.
Doug, this is good news. This is published this week in the medical journal Hypertension. We learned that intensive treatment of high blood pressure, it may actually reduce the risk of dying from any cause, including cardiovascular disease in people with type 2 diabetes. And at least 1 in 3 people with diabetes actually also have high blood pressure. People with type 2 diabetes who receive intensive treatment, that means keeping the blood pressure levels at or below, are you ready, 130 over 80, they experience fewer heart attacks and strokes and have a lower risk of death from any cause. So the new number for people with diabetes is 130 over 80 or lower.
All right. So does that mean if you're over that, you have diabetes? What does that mean? You have diabetes and it gets complicated if you have high blood pressure? Is that what is? How do we separate the two bits and pieces of info?
They're separately diagnosed. The common denominator too often in adulthood is obesity and poor diet. But people who have elevated blood sugars, and now the new way of doing is with a hemoglobin A1C, which is a 3-month average of your blood sugar. But if you have diabetes, you have a 1 in 3 chance of having high blood pressure. And those who have high blood pressure also want to get it down to lower. We used to talk about, well, as time has gone by, lower and lower, but for so long it was 140 over 90 or less.
What changed it? Why is it different now?
Just studies where people take the courage to lower it even less and see if it prolongs life.
Uh-huh. Okay. So blood pressure is important. Now, if we're to analyze one of the other items that you researched this week has to do with prescription meds and how the use is declining. I think I said to you when I had one of my other checkups, I don't know if I said it when I was in your office or subsequently, the woman who was examining me after all of those tests, some of which you didn't even understand. I sure as I didn't. I needed a translator to understand what some of that work meant. But the bottom line is that my blood pressure is the same, if not lower, now than it was 10 years ago. I don't know, when I first started seeing you, it's been, if nothing else, very consistent. And this lady said to me, I was the only person that she has as a patient my age who does not have any, I'm not on any meds. And I found that I'd never even thought about that before. But I guess with people eating the way they do and however it is that they live their lives, you see lots of people who they have diabetes, they have all other complications of things for which you have to give them. You have to, but they want meds. Don't, when people come to you, they expect you to give them some kind of medicine?
It varies. Some feel strongly, some feel the other end of the spectrum. Very individualized in that question. And you are, in a lot of ways, defying the odds, because most people, as they get older, the blood pressure goes up, and as most people get older, they are going on some medication. The most recent data is from the National Center for Health Statistics data brief this week, and what we learned is that the percentage of Americans taking any prescription drug has actually fallen slightly over the past decade, but it's still nearly half. That's 45.8% of Americans take at least one prescription medicine over the past month, Doug. It's not clear why.
No matter what their age. What did you say, over?
That's all Americans.
All Americans. My God, isn't that amazing? And you look at these drug companies and all the advertising that they're doing, trying to get people to take their stuff. And it's just, it's amazing how, I guess it does wonders for radio and television, because advertising works.
Well, it's not clear why fewer Americans are actually taking prescription meds now, less than a decade before. And the researchers in their publication, they say that a decline in the use of inappropriate or ineffective therapies may be part of the reason. And it's just something to think about. I don't know if we have time to talk about what are the most commonly prescribed drugs at different ages.
Yeah, let's.
In childhood, the meds used to treat asthma or ADHD are by far the most common, while antidepressants are most often prescribed for people in their 20s through 50s. However, by the time people reach age 60 and above, Doug, cholesterol medications such as statins are the most prescribed, with, are you ready, nearly half of Americans in that age group taking such drugs. About one quarter of people age 60 or older are also prescribed medicines to curb their high blood pressure, while nearly 23% use a diabetic drug. So cholesterol, blood pressure, and diabetes for the elderly, if you're over 60. In the middle age group, it's antidepressants for middle age. And in the younger, it's mostly these asthma or ADHD drugs.
Isn't that amazing? Wow. All right, so one of the other things you've studied this week, speaking of cholesterol, is a way to, or maybe a number of ways, to lower cholesterol the natural way without having to use a statin.
Lots of information here, because I put this together this week. It's a very commonly asked question. How do you lower your cholesterol without medications? And unhealthy lifestyle choices by far and away is the leading cause of high cholesterol. Yes, there are some genetic problems, rare genetic abnormalities that just increase the cholesterol. No matter what you do, it's too high. But for most of us, it's an unhealthy lifestyle choice. And here's what I recommend you do. A lot of it's diet. Here are the things to avoid, the groups, and here are the things to consume. So first off, avoiding trans fats. And examples are margarine, vegetable shortening, partially hydrogenated vegetable oils, fried foods, and certain processed and prepackaged foods. Also, you want to avoid saturated fats, dietary sources of saturated fats. These include red meat, pork, chicken with skin on, butter, cheese and other dairy products, cooking oils such as palm oil and coconut oil. And you want to consume more monounsaturated fats. Good sources of monounsaturated fats include avocados, nuts such as almonds, peanuts, and Brazil nuts, seeds, vegetable oils such as olive, peanut, sesame, and sunflower oils. You want to eat more polyunsaturated fats. And dietary sources for these fats include for the polyunsaturated, walnuts, fish such as salmon, tuna, and trout, plant oils such as soybean, corn, and sunflower oils. You want to eat more soluble fiber. Foods rich in soluble fiber, they include vegetables, fruits, whole grains such as oatmeal and brown rice, legumes and beans, and lastly, you want to exercise regularly. So it's diet and exercise.
Yep. Pretty consistent advice, that's for sure. One of the things that happens if you're not able to control your diabetes or your cholesterol, blood pressure, that sort of thing, you're liable to be open to strokes. And I have been wondering about this. I'm not sure I'm going to pronounce this correctly. I saw something about, is it ischemic strokes?
Ischemic.
Ischemic. What's
yes.
that? What's an ischemic?
Well, there's two types of strokes. One where, yeah, it's all about the plumbing and problems with the circulation to the brain. There's an ischemic and a hemorrhagic stroke. The ischemic strokes occur when there's a clot in the plumbing and the blood can't flow. The hemorrhagic stroke occurs when the circulation explodes and bleeding immediately occurs and you don't get any blood flow.
Wow.
In the direction it should be.
Yep. About one in every four ischemic stroke survivors will have another one, according to research. There are steps that you can take to help prevent one of these or a clot-related stroke from striking. If you've had one, you don't want to have one a second time. Let's listen to Andy Solomon explain what you can do and the story of someone who's been there and done that.
A stroke can happen to anyone, even a four-time Olympic gold medalist. After a normal workout less than a year ago, legendary sprinter Michael Johnson had an ischemic stroke where a clot was restricting blood flow to his brain. Michael explains.
Having a stroke truly caught me by surprise because I don't smoke, I'm very active, and I eat healthy. Today I'm dedicated to recovery, and I'm taking steps to minimize my chances of having a second stroke, including maintaining a healthy lifestyle and taking aspirin every day as directed by my doctor.
Neurologist Dr. Carolyn Brockington, American Stroke Association volunteer, reminds us how to spot the most common stroke warning signs because stroke can happen to anyone.
Remember the acronym FAST. F is for face drooping, A, arm weakness, S is for speech difficulty, and T is for time to call 911. The faster a stroke is treated, the greater the chance of a positive outcome.
For more information, visit strokeassociation.org/strokemonth.
Are you constantly waking up having to fix your sheets because your fitted sheet is so unfitted? Do your sheets keep you hot at night? I've been there, you've been there, we've all been there. But not anymore, not thanks to my MyPillow Giza cotton sheets. I'm getting a full night's rest without the pain of having to fix my sheets. Giza cotton sheets by MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton, called Giza. Grown only in a small area near the Mediterranean Sea, its cotton super smooth and breathable, extremely durable, made with deep pockets that will fit over any bed, and just like those MyPillows we love so much, our Giza sheets are 100% machine washable, dryable cotton, super duper. Go to MyPillow.com, order your Giza sheets today, get 30% off and free shipping when you use the promo code DJV. That's right, free shipping at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Get yours today at MyPillow.com.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Trade Pros. Whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
Call complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
I'm Doug Steffen. This is Good Day Health. The podcast is at gooddayhealthshow.com. Dr. Ken, responsible for one of our podcasts every week. Dr. Jack Stockwell, another one. The information, for example, in the most recent one, Dr. Ken and I talk about a new nasal spray for opioid overdoses. A lot of information about inspection of ice cream producers, finding them... The companies themselves, or the plants, have a lot of contaminants. That's true of almost anything, though. Isn't it, Ken? When you're talking about producing food with the way it's done now in such huge quantities, isn't it an invitation for any kind of food being produced to have contamination in the vats? You know, you see sometimes on the little peanuts that you get in the store, or any other, something that may not even be peanut-related. I saw some chocolate yesterday in a store, and it says, this chocolate produced in a facility that has peanuts. And, you know, the ice cream, I have ice cream buses that I have on the farm here, and we have to, as of this year, put signs in the window talking about or instructing people as to how to tell us if you have an allergy to anything. Allergens is something that the scoopers have to be trained in, even, which I find rather bizarre. But you know, I don't even know. It's kind of like you were talking a few minutes ago about the prescriptions for ADHD or the increase in numbers of prescriptions at certain ages. And I when we think back to when we were kids, I don't remember ever even knowing anybody. Did it just wasn't recognized, or is it something that's sort of Johnny come lately to the medical community because a lot of folks, you know, think it's vaccines or whatever it is? But do you ever remember, did we even know, were they not diagnosed, or do you think there are more now than there were when we were kids?
Don't take this the wrong way, but I think we now have a solution looking for a problem.
Ah, too many, you think. Is that what it is?
Okay. Well, it is somewhat... It's individualized. It is a little overdiagnosed, but some of the people who, in our day, were the real outliers who just could not interact well with us when we were kids may have benefited from it, but it's a needle you have to carefully thread.
Yeah, okay. That sounds good. Also, by the way, as we're referencing the Good Day Health Show podcast from last week with Dr. Ken, we talk about malaria and measles a lot. We talk about studies showing that skipping breakfast can increase your risk of death from some sort of cardiovascular event. And then we also are going to, you'll learn, I already learned it, but you can learn it if you haven't heard, Ken talk about preservatives in bread that cause weight gains and the increased sugar level that comes from that flour, because it all just turns into sugar, doesn't it? The stuff from regular breads just turns into sugar.
Especially white flour, directly into sugar. If you want to get diabetes, just consume a lot of white flour.
Yeah, help yourself. If you're anxious to leave planet Earth, help yourself to that. So get the advice, get the follow-through, get the information, listen to our podcast. It's quick, down and dirty, and really well-focused. GoodDayHealthShow.com. So the one of these other things this week, poor smell sense. You know, we have the we have our five senses that we can, you know, I think we have a sixth sense, but at least a smell is one of our reality senses. What's the story here? Why is it connected to poor sense of smell connected to death?
Something that doesn't get enough attention. This is out of the Annals of Internal Medicine in the last week. Doug, having a poor sense of smell, it can mean failing health for people as they get older and affects nutritional status through its impact on appetite and feeding behavior.
So let's talk in the next half hour. I want to find out, is there a way to fix that problem? That's up next here on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen. Joint aches. Maybe you're getting older. Maybe you have, if you're like me, got injuries from being on the farm or whatever, playing sports. Joint aches can sap the life right out of you. Lately, though, I've been feeling a lot better. If you ache like you got neck aches and hand aches and back and shoulder aches, do what I did. Try Sierracil. Sierracil Joint Formula 14. Feel better in 14 days and you get your money back. For me, started to feel Joint Formula 14 working in about 5 days, I guess. My knees move easier. My hips are better. Don't let joint aches hold you back. Try my choice for relief. Joint Formula 14. Get all the details at achefree.live. It works, or you get your money back. My listeners in May, try Joint Formula 14 capsules, $27.99 with free shipping. That's achefree.live. There is Sierracil for your pet as well. Find out more at achefree.live. Joint Formula 14 from Sierracil.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
The Jetsons TV series in the 60s featured flying cars. Pretty out of this world back then, but a reality by 2023. At least a dozen companies are prototyping and testing flying cars right now. Vertical takeoff and landing crafts, or VTOLs, will deliver people and goods faster than ground transport, and taking cars off the road in the process. Uber hopes to start hauling passengers in five-seat hybrid vehicles called Uber Air above LA and Dallas by 2023. Uber projects that eventually Uber Air will cost riders the same as Uber Ground. But the technology is moving quicker than government regulations, and the real challenge could be integrating thousands of these flying cars into an urban air mobility system. Check out robreport.com for more.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
It's a trade war. As promised, the president has enacted a 25% tariff on goods from China.
It's an attempt to put more pressure on China, but at the same time, it is going to cause higher costs for American consumers.
That's economist Gus Boucher. According to Oxford Economics, the tariff increase will cost each American family $500 to $800 more a year. Democrats are proving to be tenacious in their attempt to get a hold of the president's federal tax returns. The House Ways and Means Committee has issued a subpoena. Former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson.
If they really want the tax returns, they have to issue the subpoena and not rely on some old law and a request. It's clear that the president doesn't want to give over the tax returns. But if you do a subpoena, at least you can go to the court next to get enforcement.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind, but the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart, visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Continuing on with our focus on your health and well-being, that's the job here at Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is a cardiologist, expert when it comes to your heart, your circulation, and pretty much all of your well-being. Spends a lot of time going through, he needs to get a life after he practices 12 or 14 hours a day, spends a couple hours reading the medical journals. So he helps us all understand some of the new developments in medicine, cutting-edge stuff. So we were talking about the problems of having a poor sense of smell. And my immediate reaction to that story, or my question is, how do you fix someone's problem with their sense of smell?
Okay, let's talk about some practical ways to do it, because each of us, as we get older, the smell decreases and it can affect our overall health. So put on a seatbelt, because head trauma is a big cause of loss of smell. Exercise. Eat some oysters. They're high in zinc. That helps smelling. Review your medications with a good pharmacist. Go over the whole list and ask your pharmacist, do any of these decrease my ability to smell? And then talk to the doctor about adjustments if they are affecting your smell. Don't smoke. And also eat only when you're hungry. That increases the ability of you to smell. Humidify your air in the winter. That just helps the passages inside your nose. What else can we do to improve your smell? Avoid stinky smells. That just takes away, you know, like really bad diapers.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. I've been around cows all my life. I've been spreading manure, some people say, on the air as well as off the air. But as a dairy farmer, I've been around smells all my life. And I've become almost immune to them. Or I think that they're fun. Or I don't find anything wrong with them. Are you saying that my propensity for being around manure might affect? I have a pretty good sense.
Maybe decreasing your ability to smell. Some other things you can do. Blow your nose and clean it out with saline spray. Great way to help improve your smell.
Yeah.
Avoid excess alcohol. That will give you less of an ability to smell. Make an appointment with an allergist and make sure you're not having recurrent allergies or runny nose. It's getting in the way of your ability to smell. If all this fails, there is sniff therapy.
Really?
And this involves starting by sniffing something with a strong odor for a couple of minutes several times a day.
Well, so then I should be good. Then I smell manure. That's strong.
Well, that's a little bit over the edge.
Oh, come on.
You want to smell nice, good things.
What? Like what? A strong men's aftershave?
That'd be nice.
That sort of thing?
Sure.
Okay. All right. So, and when you said something that intrigued me, it said, I think either it or you said, the study said, that zinc was important to having a good sense of smell.
Yes.
How is that? Zinc is a good property for a number of different things. Your body is one of these things now. More and more people are focusing on zinc as a way to keep yourself healthy. Why so?
Well, it's just been noted that a deficiency in zinc contributes to a loss of smell as well as taste.
Yeah. But it's good for other things, important for other
good
things.
Good for other things. And oysters just happen to be a very good source of zinc, very high in zinc.
All right.
Eat a dozen oysters.
I don't like, they have to be raw or can they be cooked?
It might be safer if you cook them.
Yeah, right. I know the reason I asked that is because I think, I don't know, it was one of the people on the air with me or somebody in my circle of friends. Oh, I know who it was. A lady I was at a party the other night, and she'd been sick for 3 days because she got bad oysters and got food poisoning.
Well,
oysters or anything raw, sorry, those of you who are sushi lovers, you're nuts to be eating that crap. Because when it first came up, maybe, but the fish, who knows where it comes from these days, things that aren't cooked, if you have a sushi that's got veggies in it, greens, those things are all questionable without being washed or cooked, so you got to eat stuff that's cooked. I think that's the bottom line, don't you?
Good idea.
Yeah, right. All right, so that's how to fix your sense of smell. Next up, a focus on pregnancy and how many deaths are related to being pregnant after the fact, it would seem, yes?
Exactly. This is out of the CDC this week, their Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. Doug, too many women still die from pregnancy-related causes, some up to a year after delivery. There are about 700 pregnancy-related deaths that occur in America each year, and 3 out of 5 are actually preventable. Nearly 31% of the deaths happen during pregnancy, and another 36% occur during delivery or the week after. But amazingly, a full third of these deaths happen up to a year after a woman gives birth. Heart disease and stroke, they cause about 1 in 3 deaths. Other leading causes of death from pregnancy include infections and severe blood loss. My advice for best prevention, Mom, get down to ideal body weight before you get pregnant.
Well, but isn't there advice that supposedly suggests that you're going to gain weight in some proportion?
Oh, yes.
You don't want to be skinny.
No, you don't want, of course you want to gain weight during pregnancy, but I'm talking about before you get pregnant, get down to ideal body weight.
All right, so let's just carry one step further. Everybody's talking this week about the birth of Meghan and the prince's son.
His
name, I guess, is Archie. Yes, right. So Archie weighed 7 pounds and something, and she went out in public 2 or 3 days after the baby was born, and she's got a little paunch there that seems to be common. I remember when my children were born, Megan weighed 9 pounds, 13 ounces. Tony only weighed 100 and, she gained 46 pounds when she was pregnant with Megan. Looked like a bouncing rollerball. She was short, so she just looked like a big ball.
Megan,
it took her a while to lose the weight. And I wonder, as Megan is an example, where women get so self-conscious about how they look, you need to, maybe if you don't mind, kind of helping them relax a little bit with this. So you're going to not look yourself for a while, right?
I think we need to be comfortable with the natural weight gain of pregnancy. That's okay. And then women, after they deliver with a good diet and exercise program, amazingly can get back into shape. And for the small number who can't, that's why the plastic surgeons are so busy.
Ah, There we go. And that may be, I think we, I remember talking about some celebrity, a woman who had a baby, and she went out back in public quickly, and she didn't look like she'd have a, had a baby. So it can affect women, I guess. This is a couple of guys talking about this, like we know what the heck we're talking about. But yeah, everybody's different. I guess
you just have to feel beautiful inside and out.
That is correct. Speaking of being beautiful, Mother's Day weekend is upon us. Your mother deserves a great night's rest. Give her a guaranteed way for Mother's Day to get that good night's rest. The new Giza cotton sheets that are made in America from the best cotton in the world. Comes the MyPillow cotton, comes from an area in the Mediterranean in Egypt. It's Giza cotton, and the sheets are fabulous. I can tell you that firsthand. Most everybody I know has these. I've given them as gifts to my children and to some friends. So if you'd like to have your mother get a great night's rest on these fabulous Giza sheets, she'll feel like a celebrity, and you'll have put her there, so that'll be good for you. Show your mom you love her. Go to MyPillow.com and order those Giza sheets today. G-I-Z-A, Giza sheets. The sheets are actually made in America with this Egyptian cotton. And you'll get, using the DJV code, 30% off the regular price of these sheets, plus free shipping. Got to use the code DJV, and you got to go to MyPillow.com, and you need to do it now to get it for Mother's Day or shortly thereafter. If you hear this or start thinking about it over the weekend, you can still get them with the discount and tell your mom you're going to supply her with these fabulous sheets. Go to MyPillow.com, order your Mother's Day Giza sheets for her bed, 30% off with the DJV code and free shipping. That's at MyPillow.com.
This is brought to you by AbbVie. May is Hepatitis Awareness Month, yet many of the approximately 3.4 million Americans infected with chronic hepatitis C may not be aware of the damage the disease can cause. Dr. Julio Gutierrez.
Many people with chronic hepatitis C may not feel any symptoms, but what they're also not feeling is the possible long-term damage the virus may be causing.
If you've been diagnosed with hepatitis C, talk to your doctor about your options. Find out more at hepc.com.
May is Mental Health Month, an important time to acknowledge the 1 in 5 U.S. adults living with mental illness. Many people with a mental illness may also suffer from tardive dyskinesia, or TD, an involuntary movement disorder associated with prolonged use of antipsychotics. While TD may affect at least 500,000 people in the U.S., research shows a gap in TD awareness. This year, approximately 20 states have declared May 5th through 11th, 2019 TD Awareness Week. To learn more, visit talkabouttd.com, brought to you by Neurocrine Biosciences.
Joint aches. Maybe you're getting older. Maybe you have, if you're like me, got injuries from being on the farm or whatever, playing sports. Joint aches can sap the life right out of you. Lately, though, I've been feeling a lot better. If you ache like you got neck aches and hand aches and back and shoulder aches, do what I did. Try Sierracil. Sierracil Joint Formula 14. Feel better in 14 days or you get your money back. For me, started to feel Joint Formula 14 working about 5 days, I guess. My knees move easier. My hips are better. Don't let joint aches hold you back. Try My Choice for relief. Joint Formula 14. Get all the details at achefree.live. It works, or you get your money back. My listeners in May, try Joint Formula 14 capsules, $27.99 with free shipping. That's achefree.live. There is Sierracil for your pet as well. Find out more at achefree.live. Joint Formula 14 from Sierracil. A lot of people talking this week about certain sunscreen chemicals. So here on Good Day Health, let me give you the scoop. This is info from a study that found that certain sunscreen chemicals are absorbed into your bloodstream at significantly high levels, and some stay there for a day or more after they're used. Researchers wanted to know if the absorption of four active ingredients in sunscreen posed a health risk. Survey of 24 people who applied the product religiously for 4 days. And there were a couple of big takeaways. First, the absorption level of all the chemicals exceeded the agency's threshold for required safety. Second, three of the chemicals stayed in the body for at least 24 hours after they were applied. Not a new finding. The products applied to the skin are absorbed. The FDA says the study shows these ingredients need more research before they can be heralded as safe and effective, but yet they're in the products now. If you're worried, You can use sunscreens made with zinc oxide or, titanium oxide. They don't contain any chemicals. The research is part of a broader sunscreen safety effort from the feds. Earlier this year, the FDA unveiled plans to strengthen regulations for most sunscreen products in our country, addressing active ingredient safety and dosage forms and SPF requirements. I don't know about you, but even though I've been on the farm all of my life, I've not used sunscreens much. Maybe once in a while I went to the beach as a kid, but I don't. I think they're riskier than not using them, frankly. And vitamin D, you get in the sun, is supposed to be good for you, although you shouldn't stay out in it more than 10, 15 minutes at a time. So that's the story on sunscreen. Check it out. I'm Doug Steffen. This is Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology. His practice is in Mount Dora, Florida. Lots and lots of people, when they listen to this program, whether they be local, a lot of local folks, Central Florida listening to Ken, people all over Florida, all over the Southeast, all over the country, will call for an appointment. He's a character, and he is smart, and he's really a decent human being in the sense that he wants to get the answers to your questions out and isn't looking at his watch or the clock every time he turns around to see if he can get you out of there in 20 minutes. So you want that kind of practice, call him up at 352-735-1400, 352-735-1400. There are calls for regulation of health information, and that, it would seem to me, smacks of censorship. What do you think? We just spent the last half hour talking about important health information. If that were regulated, that is, if it had to go through some government sifter, what do you think we'd get? We wouldn't get all that information, would we? Who's being protected if there is, quote-unquote, regulation? Is it the drug companies? I suspect. I have no use. The drug companies.
What's
are,
the motivation for that?
Yeah. Right, exactly.
Why is anyone even considering this?
Yeah, good question. But somebody in the government has put that idea forth, and I think it's something to resist, frankly. I was also looking at something, actually, when you're on, I'm looking through a lot of the different sites. There's a Yahoo story today about vitamin D and how it could help people who have COPD. Vitamin D has come up a lot. I think since the beginning of you and I having a relationship, we've talked a lot about vitamin D more and more every year, mainly because I don't seem to, no matter how much of it I get, whether exposed on the farm for 8 hours a day in the good weather months from now until the fall, or whether I take supplements, and I do, I try to take natural vitamin D and not the stuff that is not really, synthetic. Not synthetic vitamin D, but regular vitamin D. And supposedly that's good for asthma and chronic obstruction pulmonary, the COPD sufferers, of which I concern myself because of what my mother went through. So what do you think about vitamin D for that?
You're discussing a recent study about vitamin D with moderate to severe COPD, and what that study showed was that if, in fact, your level was low, under 25, additional supplementation would help prevent and reduce the rates of worsening of the COPD. But if you have a normal level and you make it even higher, that does not seem to help.
Doesn't help. Well, is one of the problems, I see a survey suggesting lots of Americans are breathing polluted air, and is that the cause of more COPD, the pollution in the air? What do you think about that?
Oh, yes, but cigarette smoking is absolutely the worst, either first, second, or third hand, but breathing dirty air in any way will lead to emphysema.
Yeah, I wonder about sometimes being exposed to a lot of the dust on the farm. I was in a barn a couple of weeks ago cleaning out some old hay, 3-4 years old, and I was, for 3 or 4 days, I was miserable. I was coughing, and I just was, it was awful. And I think that's the kind of stuff that I must
wear a mask.
Doing. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do from now on. Lots of things here on the docket before us. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, always here with great gratitude to him. I'm Doug Steffen on the Good Day Health Show.
you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Okay, so a watch is good and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Jeunesse, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
After the hour now, as our focus on your health and well-being, sort of a continuum here, now the focus is on info from Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who seems like he's always here, his presence always being felt, even if he's not here. The information lives on forever. He does lots of research every week for his own practice down in Florida, and then we get the benefit of him having synthesized the info, so you'll see, or hear at least, what it is that may apply to you or someone you know. We'll start off with an overview from one of the trade magazines about how good physical fitness is for you in a pretty specific way, Ken.
Here's some good news, Doug, out of the American Lung Association this week. We know about its benefits for heart disease, but a recent study of a large and diverse group of people, Doug, supports the idea that being physically fit can help protect against cancer. Also, higher fitness before diagnosis leads to better survival among those who develop lung or colorectal cancer.
Colorectal, easy for you to say.
Exactly.
So it is rather interesting that people don't see the connection. I would think the connection, frankly, well, maybe because this is inner and not outer, it's not as obvious.
Well, the good news is working out, getting to the gym, doing any activity you enjoy doing will lower your risk of getting cancer. And if you get cancer, better increase your chance of surviving.
Why is that? What is there? Is it the blood flow? I think I've always thought that blood feeding a cancer, if it's a tumor, would be bad for you. You'd want to keep blood from going to it.
Well, I think it helps with your immune system. It also helps with your mental state, gets your blood pressure down. All of these things are so important.
All right, here's something else that's important. Another journal focusing on e-cigarettes once again. Wow, this is really something.
Journal of the American Medical Association Pediatrics this week. This is beginning to be of great concern. As e-cigarettes gain fans, children may be losing out. This new research suggests that vaping parents, they expose children, Doug, to secondhand fumes that may be as harmful as tobacco smoke. Nearly 5% of American adults living with children use e-cigarettes, and many of those kids already have asthma. Kids living with adult vapors. They could be exposed to volatile organic compounds like formaldehyde, nicotine, heavy metals, and ultrafine particulates. The American Academy of Pediatrics Dugs recommends that e-cigarettes not be used around children.
Well, there is a practicality here, and comes up not only with e-cigarettes, but, you know, you and I have talked about this when we've had our exams, whether I have I've always had bronchial stuff, whether I have asthma or something that's developing into asthma, even though I've never smoked, maybe being around the farm all these years, but it starts when you're around the damage. My mother never knew it. She wouldn't have done it if she'd have known it, but she didn't. She was a big smoker, and we were all exposed to that stuff, and now 50, 60 years later, we feel it. It has an impact. And so parents should be thinking about this because we have the information now. I didn't have it when I was a kid, but you sure have it now. So if you're doing this kind of stuff around your children, you're a damn poor parent, and it's inexcusable what you're doing to the future of your children. It is. Completely. It's inexcusable. All right. Here's something else that's... I think this. Once this comes to be, television ads... Are the television every night filled with drug ads? So what's the rule going to be going forward?
Yeah, this is some breaking news this week. Out of the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, there's a new rule from them announced just this week to require Doug pharmaceutical companies to reveal the prices of drugs they advertise in television ads. The new rule will force companies to disclose the prices of prescription drugs covered by Medicare and Medicaid that cost $35 or more for a month's supply.
There you go. That would be good. That would be interesting to see how they work around that.
Well, fewer people will ask for the drug.
Yeah, that's probably right. Here's what a lot of people are asking for, a healthy way to lose weight and keep it off. And the answer to the question, what is a product that will be healthy, help me lose weight, keep it off? The answer is Calitren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Matter of fact, it's become the number one weight loss product if you're trying to focus on doing it the healthy way. That is losing weight and keeping it off. And because Mother's Day is right around the corner, they're offering you the opportunity at toploss.com, which is the website for Calitren. Toploss.com, the DJV code needs to be used for this. You get $30 off a 120-day supply, free shipping, and a bottle. It's free. Get it now for your mom if you want for Mother's Day. Toploss.com for Calitren. Lose the weight, keep it off. The code you got to use is DJV.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.